Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 667.
Today we have another one of those that fell through the cracks and I discovered in the recent email sorting frenzy. We hear from Maurice for feedback on an episode on naming characters, which I think was episode 359 from way back then. Anyway, Maurice says,
respond for Patreon possibility. I know Paul E. Cooley will use supporters' names as characters in his stories. I cannot express enough how tickled I was when I heard my name in Derelict. Well, then I thought, crap, this is horror sci-fi, so how am I going to die?
You know, I had not thought of selling death rights on to subscribers. Don't know if that would quite be appropriate for this podcast, since I don't know how many of the listeners here read my fiction. But certainly be one once the fiction podcast gets going again, and I don't know, I'll think about it. And it would be a nice bonus, because frankly, naming characters is my least favorite part of writing. If you had to pick one thing I wish I would never have to do, it's name characters. But since this is a very short episode, I'll give you a few ways I've come up with naming characters, in case any of you have the same particular pathological unreasonable hatred. One of the ways I name characters is I'll just pick a theme. So, for example, there is a section in one of my books that has a whole cadre of characters, all of whom are named after whiskeys. I've got another set of characters in one of my books who are all named after romantic novelists. I don't mean like Nora Roberts, like category romance. I mean like the 19th century romantic literary tradition. They're all bad guys that are named after the romantic poets because it ties into the philosophical conversation going in subtextually in the book, and I'm the kind of weirdo who actually thinks about that stuff. Even though I don't really plan it out all that much, which I don't know how to explain it, but that's me. I've sometimes named characters after actors, like actors who inspired a character. I've named the character after the actor, obviously not the actor's whole name, but I'll give them the actor's first name or the last name, or I'll give them a name that sounds to me somehow reminiscent of the actor's name. I've named characters after other characters, like mythological characters, other stuff like that.
Recently named a character after a song, after a line in a song.
I did? Which one was this?
In the book that you're currently editing, I am pretty certain that you came up with the name of one of the two heroes from the song You Can Call Me Al.
Oh, that's right.
And you actually have that line as his introduction.
You can call me Al, yep. That's right, I named a character Al because I was listening to the song You Can Call Me Al. What's your name? Oh, You Can Call Me Al. Yeah, that's true, that's there. And in the same book, I've named the main character Victoria Saxe after Queen Victoria, progenitor of the Saxe-Coburg dynasty of British monarchs. So I name people after historical characters, too. Basically, the shorthand of all of this is I am supremely lazy, and if I can steal a name, I'm going to. But usually when I do, it's something that in some way reminds me of something about the character that I think is important. And sometimes I have written entire stories without naming the main character, simply because I didn't want to think of a bloody name. And then
I can think of one short story.
I can think of, well, there's one that made it out into the world that way. There's several that got bounced back from you with, you need names for these characters. And so I had to name them before I could release them.
When have I ever done that?
You harsh, harsh taskmaster, you. Anyway, thanks for sending that in, Maurice, and yeah, I need to get back on that restructuring the rewards things. I also need to get back on the fiction podcasting thing. That's actually in progress, but it's slow going. I've got so much footage for the current book. I have so much to organize in the midst of all my other copious free time. But It does feel good, and one of these days, the fiction podcast will return. Oh, that reminds me. I actually do also name characters after my friends, especially author friends. I have killed off a few author friends in the Clark Lantham books. That was very satisfying. There's very little that's more fun than murdering your friends in print. Gives you something to talk about when you all get together at conventions and have drinks. Because if people around the table get drunk enough, you start to argue about whether the deaths were appropriate and why they were motivated. And, you know, why did you have the monster eat my head first instead of chomping off my feet? And stuff like that. It can get really deep, man, in the way that people who are 5 or 6 linen closets to the wind can get deep. Deeply shallow. But it's a lot of fun. I obviously need to go give Kitty a tune-up here, so I guess I've broken her brain.
Oh boy.
Anyway, thanks very much for sending it in, Maurice, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.